This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Laura and Duncan's Neighbourhood Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Sydney, we have been celebrating all week your nominations for Neighbourhood Heroes. So these are the people who mow your lawn. Maybe they grab your mail for you when you're away with the family. It could also be that you have someone who has just been such a blessing to your family. Our ultimate winner, we're about to give them a call this morning, but we're chatting with Emma first up, who decided to nominate her friend Corinne. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, how are you?
Doing so well. So why did you decide to nominate Corinne?
Well, Corinne's the most selfless and giving person I know. She's helped my mum when she was alive. My mum was a quadriplegic and Corinne used to lift up my twins and put them on her lap and just make Nana the interactive Nana she wanted to be, even though she was a quadriplegic, and she used to drive the twins all the way to my mum's house, and since my mum's passing, she's cleaned my house every week and been able to just give above and beyond in every single way you can imagine, and even looking after my kids with babysitting, buying them individual craft according to their individual likes, and you just can't imagine how much of a blessing she's been to me.
She sounds amazing. How does she find the energy to do all these things?
I don't know, I ask her that a lot.
How did you meet Corinne?
Well, actually, my mum found her because I had twins and I had postnatal depression, and she realised that I needed some home help, so that's where we met her.
Emma, thank you so much for nominating her this morning. We've got Corinne on the line. Corinne, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is incredible. I love the fact that you've been such a blessing to this family. Why did you decide to help Emma and her mum out?
I just felt for them, and when I had met them, they were a beautiful family, and they were just got, yeah, they welcomed me into their family, and just lovely, beautiful people.
They sound absolutely fantastic, and you sound like an absolute superhuman with all the work that you've been doing over there.
No.
Well, Corinne, we along with Emma really want to acknowledge what you've done, so we do have a bit of a surprise for you. Can you please walk to your front door?
Yep.
How many steps is it between you where you are and the front door?
I'm here now.
Oh, that was easy.
Well, go ahead and open up that front door.
Can you see anyone out there?
Yes, there is.
That is Sam and Richard from Hope 103.2, and they should have in their hands for you a check for $1,000 from Christian Super, helping ordinary people live extraordinary lives, and also a beautiful bouquet as well of flowers.
Congratulations, so Corinne.
Thank you.
No worries at all. What do you think you'll use it for?
Oh, I don't know. This is just so unexpected and such a big surprise, and I'm just so grateful and humbled and thank you.
No worries.
Corinne, we want to celebrate you as our greatest neighbourhood hero.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and Corinne, can I just double check? Are you wearing a dressing gown and you're dressed for work today? Because that was one of our key concerns, that you might come to the door not quite ready for visitors.
No. I haven't got my hair though.
Good on you, Corinne. You enjoy it. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.